The Mishnah Maseches Sukkah and Daf Chaf Ches has the following din. The end of the Mishnah: Nashim v'avadim v'ketanim p'turim l'asukkah. Nashim, why are they p'tur? Because it's a Mishnah Maseches has 9 grama. Women are p'tur. Open and bookcase. It's a partial example of Mishnah Maseches has 9 grama. I'm not going to deal with it right now, but you should be aware there's a little bit of a discussion in terms of teishvu kein taduru. In other words, the same way you live in your house, you should live in a sukkah, right? So should you bring your wife in, should you not bring your wife in? They're two, interesting, I bumped to get into it yesterday. The Torah Tanima writes that women are actually chayv to go into the sukkah if they're married with their husband. The Mishnah that part is referring to Grusha, Zalmana, I don't know, women who, you know, West Side women who, you know, 35 and single, living on their own. You know, but any woman who's married, they have to go to the sukkah with her husband. The Ramah has the exact opposite. Teishu kein taduru. And since your woman's not going to be in the sukkah, you're totally part of sleeping in the sukkah at night because you're supposed to be with your wife. Teishu kein taduru. So in any event, in terms of women, worthwhile to notice. But I thought it was very fascinating. That's not our topic. But the ketanim, ketanim part of the sukkah as well. So then the Mishnah continues, katan she'enu tzarech l'imo chayv the sukkah. If a katan is independent enough that he doesn't need his mother, he's chayv in the sukkah. Then the Mishnah tells the story. Even though the woman was in there, she didn't put. He was mamish, just born, a few days old. I don't know how old he was. Mamish, an infant, and they ripped off the roof. They put on a sukkah in order to put the schach up. So I'm not sure that's a chumrah. Not a din, but nonetheless, it's an interesting story. The Gemara then on Amud Beis has a little bit of discussion. How old exactly is? So the first start is before that. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Amar Mar. Sorry, Amar Mar. First one line is Amar Mar. See that? Amar Mar? Call, what is it called? The Rav was Esakatanim. It's based upon the Pasuk. Earlier on, call is the Rav was Esakatanim. Wait up. Batanah, Noshim Bav, Vadim Katanim, Determin Asoka. Didn't the Mishnah just teach us that a cotton's potter? Bless you. The Gemara says, how can you tell me the pasuk is just an asmachta, kol is just an asmachta, and the katan is really chay midrabanan if he's a gil chinuch, but he's not a gil chinuch, and he's potter. And the Gemara picks up the next Gemara, which is this: how old does the katan have to be? He needs his mother. He's potter if he doesn't need his mother. Chayv hechi demi kut she'enu tzarech imo amar Rav Yana kol shenifne ve'ein imo mikenaso Rabbi Rish Lakish omer kol shenir mishenatze ve'enu korea imo gedol na mikore ela kol shenar ve'enu korea imo imo. In other words, there's a machlokes how old he has to be. Is he someone who can take care of his own bathroom and you know, his gas and bowels situation? That's one level of a katan. And another katan is someone who wakes up in the middle of the night. Even if he calls out his mother, he doesn't need her. He wants to suck it up and hang on through the end of the night by himself. Okay, however old that is, that's the issue. So a katan shehigil l'chinuch is going to be chayiv midrabanan for chinuch purposes, and a katan that is pachus mikan is not chayiv for chinuch purposes. Tosfos over here has an unbelievably important insight. Yeah, that's a great question. That's exactly, let's start this one. Before you get Tosfos' point, you're 100% correct. Is this the same shear for chinuch as every other mitzvah, or is there a different shear over here, maybe specifically by sukkah, or maybe by every specific mitzvah? Meaning, here the Gemara seems to have a shear. How old does one have to be chayv in sukkah, in terms of chinuch, the answer is, a person doesn't need his mother. Is that the shear for tefillin? Is that the shear for other mitzvahs? Is it all the same? Is it different? How does it work? Meaning, I can understand that a katan who's independent enough should go into a sukkah. And independence would be an appropriate factor for sukkah, but should be totally irrelevant for other mitzvahs. And therefore, that's exactly what triggers Tosfos' kasha. Hang on one second. Tosfos and the Ritz for both conclude that each and every mitzvah has a separate age for chinuch. If the katan, in other words, if he's old enough to speak, he learns how to say Shema. When he's big enough to walk, he goes Aliyah L'Regel. When he's old enough to take care of himself and live on independently, he's chayav in sukkah. When he's big enough to lift up a lulav, he lifts up a lulav. When he's old enough to control his bodily functions, not that shemach yafiach, not he should let out gas, he's chayav in tefillin. However, there is no set age of chinuch. Each katan is a different story. Each katan is a different situation. And each mitzvah is a different situation. Some little boys mature older than others, and certain mitzvahs have different qualities and standards. And it's completely subjective. There is no set rule. There's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to being mechanech children. I don't know if you want to darshan mechinech nar al pidarko. It has to be mechanech ich nar al pidarko. But the bottom line is that there's no such age. It's not six. It's not seven. It's not, it depends on the mitzvah. It depends on the kid. Each thing appropriate for their own kid. And that's what Tosfos says over here. The Ritva echoes it in the Maseches Sukkah over here as well. On the Chesed base. However, Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, it's Maseches Erechin on Daf Beis, disagrees and writes there is a set age where Chinuch kicks in. And Rashi writes, it's one of two numbers, and this Machlok is Gir Sos. Either it's 6 or 7, or it's 8 or 9. What's behind that Machlok? I'm not sure. Why Rashi says 6 or 7, I'm not sure. But some, there is a set number, and it's somewhere between 6 and 9. It's either 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. But there is a set number of Chinuch. No, none of this what Tosfos believes, which is, it depends on the katan, depends on the mitzvah. All ketanim have a set age, maybe some, or maybe it's 6 or 7 age, but all mitzvahs, for sure, kick in at one time. When the katan hits age 7, age 8, maybe it depends on the katan when he's maturity level, but for sure, it does not depend upon the mitzvah. All mitzvahs kick in at one time against Tosfos and the Ritz, and therefore our question becomes, no, what's behind the focus? Why should chinuch kick in all at one time, or why should it kick in gradually? According to us, it kicks in gradually, depending on the katan. According to Rashi, it kicks in all at one time at either age 6, 7, 8, or 9. And the question therefore becomes, why? How do we understand that? Right, the Lashon of Tosfos says, V'hashti higil chinuch damrina kol duchta ein kulam shavim. There's no situation where all the same. Ela kol echad lefi inyano. Each one on its own level. And therefore the question again becomes, what's behind this machlokes? What should this depend upon? Questions, comments, thoughts, yeah, hey. Yeah, what do you got?
Could it be if the mitzvah can have a separate mitzvah?
Yeah, correct. You heard me say this or no? L'chora, if you want to understand how chinuch kicks in to different ketanim, one has to understand what is chinuch all about. How does chinuch operate? What is the ofi of chinuch? What's the mahus of chinuch? What's chinuch in its essence? How does it manifest itself? What is the mitzvah of chinuch to do? And I'd like to try to look at a sugya Maseches Megillah Daf Yud test and try to extract from there the major yisodos of chinuch, and we'll try to reapply that to our sugya. Hey, what's up?
Isn't there like a set outline for chinuch? Like, my decision said you should learn this, and my decision
is that's Tosfos Hashita. By the age you can speak, he's chayv in Torah. By the age you can get dressed, he's chayv in tzitzis.
Isn't the Rambam said?
The Rambam, I don't think so.
Can you give it outline?
I don't think so. If you could show me the Rambam, I'd love to see it. It would interest me very much, because the Rambam, I'll allude to it later on, the Rambam is very difficult to figure out what he's talking about. She tends to figure out in terms of chinuch. I have mahalach in it, but it's going to be beyond the scope of this year. Yeah. Because they can't control their gas until they're much older. Some, even at age 13, they can't. And when I was in high school, there was a kid who used to pride himself on letting out gas loudly with tefillin. Different people pride themselves on mitzvot, some people pride themselves on averos. This same individual was once actually laning it, and he made a mistake. He swore. He's like, oh, shh. Just totally cursed. And while he was the Baal Korah, it was not just the Hefzik, it was the Novelnik. It was the kids are, you know, he's a funny kid. He's a funny kid. In any event, I'd like to look in the sugya of Masechet Sukkah, the sugya of Chinuch, which really, really, really comes from the sugya on Megillah Daf Yud Tes. One background piece of information that I'm sure everyone's aware of, but to review in order to walk into the sugya properly in Megillah, the general rule is that Misha'ena Mechuyah Badavra Ena Motzi Esarab Yidei Chavasa. That if I'm not chayv, I can't be motzi. A woman can't be motzi a man in a mitzvah, she's not chayv. So if a woman's not chayiv in the mitzvah of Megillah, let's just say, it's not so pashut, it's a major machlokas, so she can't be motzi a man. If a woman is chayiv in Megillah, she could be motzi a man. If a woman is not chayiv in shofar, she can't be motzi a man in shofar. She's not chayiv in shofar, so end the story. But things that a woman can be motzi a man, and the things she's chayiv in, she can make kiddush for a man if she wants, she can make brachos for a man, anything she's chayiv in. The Gemara actually has a discussion. What would be motzi a man in benching? Depends if she's chayiv daraisa or rabbanan. She's chayiv daraisa, of course she can be motzi a man. If she's chayiv rabbanan, of course she can't, because she's not chayiv daraisa. Call me mechuyev adav motzi etzra b'nechav asav. Call me she'enu mechuyev adav enu motzi etzra b'nechav asav. So what about a katan? What would you expect a katan, the halach, to be like for Megillah? At first glance, what would you say? He can't be, because a katan is not chayiv in mitzvah. Not exactly the shittas chachamim. Hakol sheirim likros as a Megillah chutz mi'cheirish shodim akatan. Cheirish shodim akatan are not chayiv in mikra Megillah. Why? They're not bar das. None of them are bnei people who have das, and therefore they can't be motzi as Rabbi Dechavas. And however, Rabbi Yehuda surprisingly pipes up and says, Yehuda machshiv akatan. Rabbi Yehuda allows a katan to be motzi a gadol in Megillah. Not by Kiddush for sure, and not by Shofar for sure, but by Megillah he allows for it. And the question therefore becomes, why, how does that operate, why does that work? So Thomas is actually a very interesting way he asks this question. Thomas says, Mimar Shachit is Kan Shlohi Gilach Enoch. Of course it doesn't work. If it's a kan shehigi l'chinach, of course it does work. He goes, no, it's a kan shehigi l'chinach, and therefore, of course, Rabbi Yehuda is going to allow for it. We'll have to figure out why. Just because it's a gi l'chinach, what does that mean? And why the Chachamim not allow for it? Tosafot says, I'll tell you a chiddush. The Chachamim believe, since it's twice removed, since it's indirect, the kan cannot be motzi, meaning, when it comes to a mitzvah d'araisa, like Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah of shofar, of course a katan can't be motzi. Why? Because he has no shaychus to the mitzvah d'araisa. But what about a mitzvah d'rabbanan? For example, Megillah. So Tosafot thinks a katan should be able to be motzi a gadol, and that's good for Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Because they're both chayiv on what level? D'rabbanan, the katan can be motzi a gadol. If that's the case, ask Tosafot, why then? Why can he not be motzi a gadol according to the Chachamim? So it tells you, because it's indirect. Meaning, a katan is first chayiv in chinuch, and therefore chayiv in Megillah. But it's a two-step process. Tosafot says lashon is trade rabban. It's two levels. Mash'en came. Rabbi Yehuda believes a katan can be motzi a gadol in Mikra Megillah. And therefore the Machloka says, according to Yehuda, since it's all the Rabbanon, a katan can be motzi a gadol. Of course that rice is like shofar and kiddush, but the Rabbanon and maybe Berachas HaMazon. But of course, something like Megillah, he can't be motzi a gadol. And the Chachamim say no, because it's two Rabbanon. And that's what Tosafot says, mad this Machloka. Questions, yeah?
When you talk about them,
unless you find a situation where there's one derabbanan. For example, let's say a katan ate enough food that he is full. So here's a mitzvah derabbanan to bench, because of chinuch. Let's say a gadol ate enough food, but not that he's full. If he'd be full, he'd be chayav daraisa. But he didn't eat kedei sviya. He ate less than kedei sviya. So now his chiv is only a chiyuv derabbanan. No, one drabana was chinuch, the other one was Megillah. Here it's chinuch and benching. Benching is daraisa. So there's only one drabana here by the katan, only one drabana by the gadol. A katan can be able to motzi a gadol because it's all one drabana. It's not two steps. It's no longer indirect. It's direct. Yeah. I'll tell you, the implication from Mishnah is all good. says the parish, Rishayim Ukliyah Adaber, Eine Motzeh Tzerabi Dei Chobasa. And there are other mitzvahs which don't require Tumah, but anything that you have to say a cut, any mitzvah of Dibur comes from Motzeh Adaber, because the Eine Ukliyah Adaber. That seems to be the reason why. Is that a hand or no? No. Exactly how Rabbi Yehuda would respond to the Chacham is a fascinating question. Would Rabbi Yehuda say, there are two levels, but I don't care? Or would he say there aren't even two levels in the first place? And there are nafkaminas and rayas to bring. I'm not going to enter into that now. You take a look at Tosfos on Daf Chavdalet. It has to say there was only one level. I'll tell you briefly, but I'm going to really work, kill the structure of the shir. I'm not going to tell you now. I'll stick to the structure of the shir. How could it be two, one level? Isn't he right? You'll remind me towards the end. When I say it, hopefully you'll click and you'll remind me to say it. If not, I'll remember myself. If not, you'll remind me after shir. In any event, that's what Tosfos suggests. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban thinks Tosfos is crazy. The Ramban writes, how could it be that a katan can be motzi a gadol? The mitzvah of chinuch is on who? The father, the av. Even at a mitzvah, the rabbanon is ein mechuyev b'davar. Don't tell me that the katan is mechuyev b'davar, but indirect or direct, one mitzvah, two levels, one level. The whole thing's crazy, says the Ramban. The Chachamim make all the sense in the world. Tosfos are about saying it would make sense. The Ramban says the opposite position. The Chachamim make all the sense in the world because a katan is not chayev in mitzvah. His father is chayev to educate him. And if that's the case, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Very difficult, says the Ramban. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds afkin hayibos for anes applies to katan. That the machlok is afkin hayibos for anes. I'm sorry. Whether or not it applies to a katan, says Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, you see, if it applies to a katan, it's not just women who are chayiv because of afkin, but even a katan, because the chiyuv has to be on him. It can't be on his father. Now, whether or not that's a simple thing to agree to, that afkin applies to a katan, that's a major discussion. It's a major machlokas. It's not pashut at all. There are a lot of different assumptions one has to make in order to conclude that afkin applies to a katan. That's what the Ramban essentially says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. It may depend upon the nature of afkin. It may depend upon the nature of katanin. It may depend upon all sorts of things. But in any event, that is the Ramban's chiddush that afkin applies to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, after all, Rabban Shlomo, how in the world can anyone say otherwise? It's pasha, the mitzvah of chinuch is on the father, and therefore the katan eidah will be a badavar. What comes out is, according to the Ramban, the machlokes is, who did Chazal place a katan tzchiyuv of Megillah upon? According to the Ramban, the father, like mostly, or the son, machlokes of Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tosfos, the chor, an unbelievable thing comes out, which is what?
The katan is
who is chayiv in the mitzvah of chinuch?
The katan
himself. That the mitzvah is not chal on the father, the mitzvah is chal on the katan himself. And the Ran agrees with Tosfos as well. And there's a major machlokes, there's also machlokes in brachos on Daf Mem Zayin. Who is the mitzvah of chinuch on, the father or the son? Says Ramban, of course the father. There's one separate case of the mitzvah of Megillah on the son. However, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of the father to educate one's son. Pasha. And therefore, it's not shy to talk about a katan being motzi a gadol anywhere except for one unique situation of afkin. Questions. One may ask, how is it possible to be machayev a katan in chinuch? In other words, who told the katan to listen to the mitzvah of chinuch? Who told him? The rabbanan. But slow down. Who says that the katan has to listen to the rabbanan in the first place?
The Torah.
What, the Torah of Lotasur? Is katan chayiv in mitzvos? In other words, who gave the Torah, the koach, to be mechayiv a katan in the first place? That's a major question. The final question, Ginsburg? In other words, who told? Okay, if the rabbanan says that, who says they have to listen to the rabbanan? The Torah, the Tosfos. Who says the katan has to listen to low tasha? He's a katan. Well, the rabbanon has to listen to low tasha. The whole thing's circular. I'm not going to entertain that question really right now. It's just worthwhile to know the question. Rebbe Chanan has an unbelievable chiddush about it. If you're mad, I'll tell you afterwards. Rebbe Chanan has an unbelievable chiddush about the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Who is mechayev? Where does the chiyuv of the rabbanon come from? The Rambam believes it comes from Lotashor. The Ramban has some unbelievably different, unique source. That the way Rebbe Chanan explains it, it's mind-boggling. The whole thing is just like shakes your whole world. But Bekitzer, that's a great question. Is that if the mitzvah chinuch is on the son, who is mechayev? Good question. We leave that to the side for right now. However, the upshot is that there's a major machlokas, the Ramban versus Tosfos, Tosfos and the Ramban versus the Ramban, as to who the mitzvah chinuch is on, the father or the son. Derech Agav. If you look at the Rambam, he back and forth. Certain mitzvahs is on the father, certain mitzvahs is on the son. Very interesting what the Rambam believes. I once put together a project a few years back. I put together about 20 Rambams. And six examples. He said one way, 14. He went the other way. He said on the son, he said on the father. The Rambam was at first glance, it was a total mess. But at the end of the day, I think I worked out with the Mahalach. It was interesting. We'll talk about it after. I'm not going to do that now either. But it's worthwhile to know. This is a major question of who's the mitzvah chinuchan, the father or the son. And the Ramban versus the Ramban. Here it says revealed after the test. The Ramban is the Chora Stira that has to be resolved. And that's the major question. Questions quickly now. We're going to try our best to be analyzed. This is Machlokas. Whether the mitzvah chinuch is on the father or the son, what would be behind that? What would be the issue? What would be what's the alumnus there? What's the, give an answer to the question. Hold on, answer the question. Yeah.
If you say, even if you say it's on the father, can you not say that the son is 50 years old, don't know Shliach for the father?
Shliach is I'll give Shliach a prize here. Shliach is a halach by Shliach, by Kedushin, by Gershin. I don't know, you have to fix them now, I'm not sure. What do you want to think, Israel?
Yeah, could you say that if it's on the son, if Chris says it's on the son, so the father says
it? That's our question. That's the right for the Ramban. That's a great proof for the Ramban. Exactly how Tosfos would say that this chinuch on the son is worthwhile. Good. I'm not sure. I'm not discussing that right now. It's a great question. Maybe we'll get back to it. Remind me after. I'll tell you briefly, but I'm not going to spend time developing it now properly. Fortunately, I'm short on time, and hopefully, just enough time to what's it called? To answer what we're going to do. There's a major question as to what the mitzvah of chinuch is. What Alex alluded to earlier on. What is the mitzvah of chinuch? What does it do? When a katan lifts up a lulav, what mitzvah did he fulfill? What did he accomplish? Chinuch. Or?
Mitzvah of lulav.
Correct. When a katan sits in a sofa, did he fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch or did he fulfill the mitzvah of sofa? It's true he makes the bracha al mitzvah sukkah, al lishi mitzvah karam, if you have to love, but that may be the best way of doing chinuch is to make the bracha al whatever mitzvah you do. But I'm not sure what mitzvah you fulfilled. Did the chazal, when they told children, start educating yourself, or fathers to educate their children, they could have done one of two things. They could have said, even though you're not a bar mitzvah, nonetheless, we'll give you mitzvahs to do. Do the mitzvah of lulav, do the mitzvah of sukkah, do the mitzvah of tefillah, do the mitzvah of kriyashna, do the mitzvah of batzitzit, do the mitzvah of tatama, I don't know what. Alila regular, all the mitzvahs. Alternative, they could have said, we're giving you one mitzvah called chinuch. With this one mitzvah, educate yourself as best as you can. So I like to suggest this balance. If in which Rishon clearly believes that the Rabbanan, that Chazal gave the Kotan the ability to accomplish real mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that have halos mitzvahs. What?
Tosfos,
correct. How do I know?
Because he believes in the mitzvahs on the Kotan.
Tosfos believes that the Kotan can actually do the mitzvah. As long as there aren't two levels, the Kotan can actually do it. The Ramban's whole attack was, hey, the Katan's not chayv. You know what Tosfos' answer is? The Katan was chayv, and it's a real mitzvah. The Katan is reading a Megillah. It's a chefza of Kriyas and Megillah. It's not a chefza of chinuch. It's a mitzvah of reading the Megillah. The Chatzos Kriyas and Megillah is a real bona fide Kriyas and Megillah. It happens to be that Moshe is in Israel. Two levels. That's the problem. But Tosfos believes that there's a real mitzvah given to Ketanah. The Ramban, seemingly, would argue, no, there's a generic mitzvah called chinuch. A father has to educate his son. There's one mitzvah called chinuch that was given to a father has to educate his son. And therefore, Tosfos may argue, that there's a real mitzvah, there's a real nice mitzvah at a young age. Masha Enkin, the Ramban would believe there is a mitzvah to educate a son. Tosfos believes there are many, many, many mitzvahs, while the Ramban believes there's one mitzvah. They call this mitzvah klalit or mitzvah pratit. In other words, is it like a generic mitzvah? Is there one mitzvah that is one mitzvah called chinuch, which is one mitzvah according to the covenant? Really doing lula and esrei God, and still in the tzitzis and mats and all the other mitzvahs to the covenant. Let's say question, and this, I'll take questions in 1 minute. This may be the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran on one hand versus the Ramban on the other, found in the Gilead. Questions. Elon, Yosef, Elon.
So would the Ramban actually believe that the Katan gets nothing out of doing mitzvahs? Because
how about Kadosh Baruch Hu allocates Charba, Olam Haba, we'll talk about in Machshavah Shiva. I don't know. God's a fair guy. God's an honest guy. You don't have to worry. God will make sure he gets rewarded properly. And if he doesn't, what can I do? I think he is. I believe he is. I don't know how God allocates reward in Olam Haba. I want to know how we have the halachic principles. What's going on here? I'm trying to figure out. Yeah.
I think you have to look like Ramban because the other
thing is really doesn't make sense. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because then women would get the bonus of the Ramban to also student.
Your question, according to us, is what women should be able to?
Women should be on the same level as Katan. They are a woman who can do love. Because she's a woman on the same level as Katan, right?
Maybe she's a man. Maybe a woman lifts up a lula, but she's only lifting and she's doing a chia mitzvah, but there's no chia mitzvah, it's a lower mitzvah, let's just say. When should a Kohen start doing Aliyah L'Rabbeinu? When he's ready. When should the Kohen start doing the mitzvah of tzitzis? When he's ready, it could be. Sure, Tosfos works the Shitazo, and it could even be that if one believes the mitzvah is on the father, when a Kohen is a certain age, age 6, age 7, age 8, or age 9, the father has the responsibility to educate his son. That being the case, because there's one mitzvah called chinuch, the father to educate his son. And therefore, what we have over here is a major question as to whether or not chinuch is a mitzvah to be mechanech your children in a generic chinuch way, or potentially to allow them to be mechanech mitzvahs at a younger age. I was thinking, every year comes Sukkot time, we have to tell me Sukkot a few weeks. I don't know if it's a real nafkamina, but it could be. You have to say this? I remember my son's a very good kid, my daughter's a good kid, they like to do mitzvot, they try their best. However, for me to shell out another 150 shekels for each of them for a lulav and an esrog, I don't know if it's really worth it. So every year what I do is I buy my son for 5 shekels that lulav holder. Now whatever trees we pass by walking home from buying the lulav and esrog, I pluck a few branches, I stick them in the lulav thing. My son, I gave a lemon. My daughter, I gave an apple. She ate it. Okay, we gave her an orange after. We gave her an orange afterwards. Bottom line is that, so I was thinking, am I yotz to the mitzvah of chinuch like this? Am I yotz to the mitzvah of chinuch? So I was thinking, maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's true, but I would say as follows. According to Tosfos' approach, that chinuch are real bona fide mitzvahs just done for children, absolutely not. For sure, I'm planning both, and there's no way I'm going to the mitzvah. Chinuch means you have to give him a kosher thing, you have to be a kedasik, it did. It's real mitzvah, just on a level of a child. Alternatively, one may argue, if there is any value of chinuch, if chinuch is a mitzvah, if there's a mitzvah of chinuch, which means raising your children properly, maybe one can take a second jump and say, lav davka chepta mitzvah, but rather, educating them to do things that are that will eventually lead into them being the kind mitzvahs that the bona fide Jew and Israel. All right, that's all for this.